So my job this evening is to introduce a man who had this idea 2.5 years ago. 2.5 years ago, I think he had a little more hair and different glasses, but he was a brand new alder. And he had this idea and he supported it from the get-go. And without him, we wouldn't have this space. He's an asset to the libraries. He's an asset to our neighborhood. I hope he's our alder for a very long time because he's an asset to the city. I'd like to introduce Matt Fair. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Alice. First thing I should say is I don't think my wife wants me to be an alder forever. So. But wow, what a crowd. It's great to come from one neighborhood center that we just opened to another that we are finally finished with as well. Yeah. So what a beautiful place, huh? As I said at the last time we opened the neighborhood center, this is truly a collaborative project. I mean, you don't even have to really say anything. You just look around and you know it's collaboration that's happening. And I think I got in late, but I think Alice probably said there's not many places, certainly in the city and even around the country, where a library and neighborhood center have come together to really create a space, even a small space like this. And I think this room that we're sitting in is kind of that symbolic joining of those two entities. But really what it represents is it's going to be a place for the community. It's a place for all members of the community, regardless of age, because we're going to have a lot of young kids mixing in with, no offense, a lot of older folks as well, and that's wonderful. We're going to have people of different colors, different races, different incomes, and that kind of thing. So that's the beauty to me. This kitchen, of course, is going to be wonderful for the educational opportunities that we'll have. There's all kinds of people that have been a part of this. I'm actually not going to go through and thank all those folks, but really it's been a truly collaborative project. I've been amazed to been amazed to sort of see Alice and Joe's working relationship, and I don't know if it's a private relationship too, as far as friends, just grow. I mean, they've been really two peas in a pod when it comes to designing and working on this, along with all kinds of other people from the city and engineering and architectural things and that kind of thing. So. But also the neighbors. There's been a lot of input from folks. I know I've heard it. I know others have heard it. So this is everybody's neighborhood center and community center. And then the last thing I'll just say is what we want to see. This is, to me, this is sort of the first step, I guess, of rejuvenating this shopping center. Our idea, hopefully, is that more folks will start coming to the library and using this place, and that will generate more foot traffic and then hopefully some more businesses to fill this center up. Maybe we can get that lot taken care of, and before we know it, we have a very vibrant area here. And I think that's what I've heard from constituents since the day I got elected. It's one of the main issues in this area is we want this place to be a place where it's vibrant, that everybody feels safe to come to, and everyone feels just like their own, no matter who you are. So that's the goal, and we're on our way. So I don't know who I'm passing it up to next, or if I'm passing it
to the mayor.
To the mayor. Perfect. So. I do just want to say one thing before I pass it off. So truly, actually what happened is the people who own the shopping center came to me because I happened to be at a meeting where they were at and sort of said, we'd like to help you try to expand the library and maybe do the neighborhood center. And I took that to the mayor almost, I think, the next day. And he was open to the idea from the very beginning, and we had constructive meetings. And so he's been very, very supportive. So thank you to that, and here's Mayor Paul.